And some days after now, Paul said unto Barnabas, Let us go again, visit our brethren in every city where we preach the word of the Lord, see how they do. Paul had a concern for the churches. He had a concern for the believers. And he didn't trust those Galatians too much anyway. So he said, let's go back and visit them, Barnabas. And Barnabas, listen to this. Now, Barnabas, generous fellow that he is, but I want to say this about him. When he made up his mind, he's pretty hard-headed also. After all, we're all human beings, aren't we, friends? And we all still have that old nature, and sometimes you should be hard-headed and take a stand. Notice, and Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now notice, but Paul thought not good to take him with him, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. Now, Paul has some convictions also. Paul says, no, won't take him. And Barnabas says, we will take him. Say, I'm glad these two brethren had this little altercation, because it does reveal to me they're human. It reveals to me that even the saints sometimes can disagree without being disagreeable. It didn't break up anything. This wasn't the beginning of two different churches in Antioch. They just disagreed. And it's all right to disagree with some of the brethren. I've always felt that I don't mind them disagreeing. I just pray that sometimes they're going to see the light as I see it, that's all. Well, maybe I'll see the light as they see it, too, by the way. Now, notice these two men are disagreeing. Verse 39. Now, you think this is small? Listen to this. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark, sailed unto Cyprus. And we never follow Barnabas any longer. Now, he went to Cyprus where they had a great ministry, and that was the place that Barnabas had come from. He had a desire to take the gospel to his people, and we know from tradition he had a great ministry there. And from Cyprus, a great ministry was carried on in North Africa. Well, he sails off the page of Scripture here, and there's silence. And we do not know about his ministry. From here on, we're going to follow Paul. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren under the grace of God. Now the church has two mission projects now where they only had one before. And Barnabas is going one direction and Paul going another direction. This is God's method. God will use this. Paul chose Silas. And the brethren recommended them, and both are missionaries. Now, verse 41, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. And if you follow on your map, the second missionary journey that we have, you will notice that he went by land, apparently, from Antioch. He went on up into Syria and Cilicia, and then he came over to the Galatian country again, Derbe, Lystra and Antioch. And we are going now, next time, to follow Paul and Silas on the second missionary journey. And I do not know about you. I love to travel, and I love to travel with Paul. Because if you're going to travel with him, and I think with any Christian, you're going to have a good time and there's going to be excitement. If there's anything that's, to me, almost unpardonable, it is a dull, uninteresting Christian. My friend, things ought to be happening around you if you're a child of God. You ought to be in some sort of movement getting this word out.